The 18th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the martyrdom of Saint Philip the Apostle. On this day in the year 80 AD, Saint Philip, one of the 12 disciples, was martyred. Philip had followed Lord Jesus Christ during his ministry on earth and became his disciple along with the rest of the apostles. After the ascension of the Lord to heaven and the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, Philip first ministered in Jerusalem and then went to preach in the countries of Asia Minor, where he led many to the faith. When the devil saw that his kingdom was falling because of the preaching of Saint Philip, he provoked the priest of the idols in the city of Hierapolis, and they seized Philip and crucified him. An earthquake took place that frightened the persecutors, and so they ran from the area. The Christian believers came and asked Philip if they could pull him down from the cross, but Saint Philip refused, and he remained on the cross until he finished his good endeavors and he delivered his spirit into the hand of the Lord, whom he loved. He received the crown of apostleship and the crown of martyrdom. The Christians buried him in the city of Hierapolis in Asia Minor. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the two saints, Atrasus and Yona, were martyred. Atrasus was the daughter of the pagan emperor Hadrian, who ruled from 117 to 138 AD. Because of his great love for his daughter, he built a special palace where she could live and be away from people. One night, Atrasus had a vision, and she saw someone telling her, "Bring Yona, the virgin, the daughter of Philaseron, and she will teach you the path to God." When Atrasus woke from her sleep, her soul rejoiced, and she sent for Yona, also known as Junia, who came to her at once. Yona described to Atrasus the story of creation and also all that led to the birth of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion and his resurrection. Yona made it known to Atrasus about the heavenly promises that God had made to those who believe in him and who labor for his holy name's sake. Atrasus immediately believed in the Lord Christ, and she started to practice the Christian worship without her father's knowledge. Meanwhile, her father, the emperor, had gone to war, and when he came back, he asked Atrasus to offer incense to the Roman gods before her wedding, as was the custom of the pagans. She refused and said to him, "Father, how could you forsake the God of heaven and earth and worship defiled idols carved from stone? Turn, O my father, to the God who created you and in whose hand is your life." When the emperor heard these words, he became very angry, and he asked about the reason of what changed in her life. And they told him that it was Yona, who corrupted his daughter's mind and attracted her to Christianity. The emperor immediately ordered that both of them be burned together. And so as the two young women stood in the fire, they turned to the east and prayed, and then departed in peace. Later, the Christians took their bodies and kept them in a safe place with great honor until the end of the days of persecution. And then a great church was built for them where they laid their holy bodies. May the blessings and prayers of Saint Atrasus and Saint Yona be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of the well-known miracle of moving the Makata Mountain. This miracle took place during the papacy of Pope Abram, the 62nd Patriarch of the See of St. Mark. The Fatimid Caliph had in his cabinet a Jewish minister who had converted to Islam, and this minister hated the Christians and wished them harm. One day he went to the Caliph and said to him that there was a Christian Bible verse that said that if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And this comes from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. The minister continued saying that perhaps they should call the patriarch to give us proof that their Christ's sayings are true. The caliph pondered the matter and agreed. He called the patriarch to him and placed this saying before the patriarch and asked for the proof of its soundness. The pope asked for 3 days to prepare, which was granted. And then he gathered the bishops and the monks, and they stayed in the church of St. Mary El Malacca, the hanging church in Old Cairo, fasting and praying to God. Before dawn of the third day, St. Mary appeared to Anba Ibrahim and told him about a holy man called Simon the Tanner, at whose hands this miracle would be manifested. Pope Ibrahim brought St. Simon and took him along with some of the bishops, priests, monks, and people to see the caliph, who was out with the government officials and the nobles of the city nearby the Mokattam Mountain. The pope and the Christians prayed and knelt down 3 times, and every time they said, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. And whenever the patriarch and the congregation, including Simon the Tanner, lifted up their heads after each kneeling, the mountain would be lifted up, and when they bowed down, the mountain was lowered down to the ground. And whenever they walked, the mountain would move before them. It was a miracle from God. A great fear came upon the hearts of the caliph and those with him. And the caliph advanced forward on his horse and shouted towards the patriarch, Great is God and blessed is his name. And you have proven that yours is a true and living faith. And it had also been proven that with faith in God, nothing is impossible. To commemorate the miracle of moving the Mokattam Mountain, the church added 3 days to the Fast of the Nativity to make it 43 days. May the prayers of Pope Ibrahim and St. Simon the Tanner be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.